If you're partway through a leave or retirement offer and the contract becomes renegotiated during the middle of that, are you guaranteed your existing hourly payout?
What the leave of absence says is that the pay that they're going to pay you is the pay rate you're at on October 1st, 2020. And that cuts both ways. If you had another pay increase coming, you won't get that pay increase. It's the pay in effect on October 1st, 2020. Also, if the pay is reduced, then unless that's negotiated, you will get the pay you had in effect on October 1st, 2020. That's what the LOA says.